Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we'll deliver some gardening news, let all of our farmers and livestock producers know about our upcoming drought program coming October 10th at Inman, and announce the ending of this year's farmers market. But now for my gardening news. Crisp fall temperatures may signal a step away from the warmer summer weather. It's not a time to completely put away the summer work. Several fall chores can set up lawns and gardens for success next spring. For our home lawns, leaves from trees can create a barrier to healthy lawns by blocking sunlight that the grass receives, creating dead areas in the lawn next spring. You need to get these leaves off the grass so you can have a healthy lawn next spring. K-State recommends mulch mowing. After you get a thin layer of leaves, not 6 to 8 inches, but just a thin layer, take the bagger off your mower and mow over the leaves. The mower will chop and shred the leaves and they will filter back into the soil surface. Leaves can be added into the compost pile to mulch gardens next spring, or they can be spread at the base of shrubs and other areas this fall as soil amendments. Lawns should be mowed to their summer length before putting the mower away in the winter. Cool season lawns, tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, may still be growing as late as Thanksgiving. Warm season lawns are usually done once the first frost hits. In our gardens, K-State suggests a full cleanup of gardens this fall, including removing remaining vines and weeds, and gardeners should also consider spading or tilling the soil. Do a rough till this fall, leaving it a little chunky. Then in March and April, hit it with a rake and you're ready to plant. Cleaning up and tilling the soil in the fall leaves gardeners a common dilemma of waiting for wet soil to dry up before doing work in the spring. For our garden hoses, homeowners should remember to unhook garden hoses from outdoor faucets. Leaving them attached may cause backup pressure leading to frozen pipes. Ideally, store these hoses inside or in a container out of the sunlight. Drain them, roll them up, tie them with a string, and hang them in your garage. A good hose is an expensive investment, and you want to make sure you treat it with kindness. For our trees, in most winter, Kansas gets adequate rain or snowfall for the trees. But like this year, if we get too dry and there's not a lot of precipitation, you might want to check the soil moisture around the trees in January or February and give the trees a drink of water on a warm, sunny day. For our houseplants, when kept outside during the warmer summer months of the year, houseplants are exposed to many elements and insects. Homeowners should routinely check houseplants for insect development, aphids, whiteflies, spider mites, and others, once a plant are moved inside. Once they are in the home around 70 degrees, insects love to multiply really fast. So use your insecticidal soap, which will work really well for taking care of most indoor problems. Houseplants should not be fertilized during the winter months, and keep them on the dry side and watch for insects. It is normal for houseplants to lose their leaves while inside. The goal is to keep them alive and to give them a haircut when you put them out next May. They'll soon be bushy again and start the process all over. For our programming calendar, forage and cattle management considerations for this fall and leading into next year will be the emphasis for our area producers. And to help those local producers, McPherson County, along with Reno County, will be having a drought program October 10th in Inman at 6 p.m. to help producers to make decisions on the limited forage productions and high feed costs. Many producers have already culled some of their cows and weaned earlier than normal to decrease the forage demand and going forward. Additionally, adjustments may be needed for the fall and winter. Plan now to come to the October 10th meeting in Inman at the community building. Call the office for your RSVP. Kansas State Research and Extension is all about informing McPherson County residents on local topics to help community members in their time of need. Whether it's a topic covering your home, farm, ranch, 4-H activity, finances, or family health and wellness, we have something for everyone. Again, This is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.